Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance.
They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price.
And help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
We appreciate all of our amazing fans at the Hair Radio Show. And we know that you have many choices of how you spend your time each morning. So we thank you for listening, because your hair speaks volumes.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Gary Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Once upon a time, there was a little black girl in the Brewster Projects of Detroit, Michigan. At 15, she was spotted by an Ebony Fashion Fair talent scout, and her modeling career took off.
You better work.
one thing to say. You better work.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Keri Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Hi. I'm Keri Hines, and I've been in the hair and beauty industry for 25 years. It's my pleasure and honor to introduce you to Keripi Shampoo and Keripi Conditioner, two unique all-natural hair products from Keri Hines Hair Care, especially formulated to remedy any type of hair issue. And the biggest benefit of all is that Keripi Shampoo and Keripi Conditioner grows hair. Keri Hines Hair Care is the very first African-American-based company to infuse hair care products with caffeine. Why caffeine? Well, many of you are aware that stimulating the scalp is truly what causes the hair follicles to awaken. We were most interested in developing a proprietary formula that works on all hair types, whether you have a relaxer or are a naturalista, and not wash away or strip the hair following a color treatment. We're thrilled at the amazing following of Keripi, and we thank you. Please register at Keripi.com and join our Keripi community at hairradio.com. Again, I'm Keri Hines. Thank you.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
How to Get Rich in the Hair Business by Keri Hines. When I think about this amazing book, I think back to when I was writing this book back in about 2013, maybe a little earlier. I had met with one of the graphic folks and one of the persons who was helping us to kind of get Hair Radio back on track. And I was focused on doing a live meetup event called the Legends, you know, Working with the Legends event back then, honoring the legends. And so I needed a book to kind of be the linchpin for the live hair event. And so here comes this fella to help me pull it together. His name's Anthony. And I did not do the cover at that time. I was not designing graphics. I had no interest in that at the time. And it was my job to write the book. And I had to pretty much get it done quickly so that it would be available when we launched our live Legends event, honoring the legends of the hair industry in different fields. And so now, scan ahead, the book is celebrating about 10 years of being in release and has been a very critical part of a person, you know, who is just looking to add funds to the bottom line. That's what the book was, the crux of the book, and certainly, you know, How to Get Rich in the Hair Business. The title alone makes you aware that if that's what you're looking for, these are the steps that you need to take. And where it leads you to is no other place but to be successful. But again, this is how to get rich in the hair business, and I'm honored to be working on a brand new follow-up book that will help you to take you beyond. So I'm super excited, and in honor of the 10th anniversary of the How to Get Rich in the Hair Business book, we will re-release it along with a brand new edition. So lots more to come, and just stay tuned.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of The Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. There means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, "Hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge," and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, today we have a very, very special guest with us. Her name is Peggy Dotson. Now, she is the woman behind UBC TV Network. The Hair Radio Show would like to welcome Miss Peggy Dotson. Welcome, Peggy.
Hey, Carrie. How are you?
I'm doing great. Well, listen, first of all, it's great to have you here. Now, we need to tell everyone what the UBC TV Network is.
Okay. First of all, Carrie, I'm so excited about being here. I just, I am your fan. I think you're awesome. It's just really great. Well, UBC TV is actually, it started out as a concept for a TV network, but it has evolved into a broadcast multimedia company. With different divisions and things like that, so it's sort of like a hybrid between a cable network, broadcast network, and a technology company, online company like a Netflix. So it's sort of like my own creation, because of where we are in the industry. You know, cable is there, but it's not there like it was before. People are unplugging, and so people want the opportunity to view things on different platforms. By the way, which I have, you know, was ahead of my time because I was pushing this years ago.
Many years. We're not going to say how many.
It's true. I know. We don't want to say how many. But, you know, and then people want to see original content. Content is still king. And queen, so that's what basically we're all about, is original content that is distributed over multiple platforms, including, you know, online, live streaming on demand, cable, live events, and different other little arms of it, which I think we'll get into as we move forward. But that's what it's evolved into. Not just a network,
terrific.
But more than that, yeah.
Wow. Well, you know what? We are going to get into every facet of this, Peggy. We really are.
Okay.
But let's go back a little bit. Let's start at the beginning. Now, with our fans, tell everybody where you are from and where you take care of business these days.
Okay. Well, the planet Venus. No, I am actually... sometimes I feel like an alien. I'm actually originally from Arkansas, the great
Arkansas.
State of Arkansas. Yeah, Bill Clinton and Michelangelo. I'm from Stuttgart, actually. Stuttgart, Arkansas, which is really in between Little Rock and Pine Bluff. I grew up down south. And the first half of my life and the second half of my life, that's a third and a fourth part of my life that I haven't lived yet, so it's not over yet. But the next phase of my life I grew up in is in New York City. So, I am from Stuttgart, Arkansas. My mother and father were entrepreneurs. God bless them. They're my mentors. My inspiration. They both are with God, and they passed away. They are with me every day. My father was a master plumber, and he was a and that was revolutionary at that time because you don't have very many African Americans who are master plumbers in in Stuttgart, in a town, Stuttgart, Arkansas, which was, you know, racially divided. And my father and mother had businesses that catered to white people. I mean, we, you know, at that time, like you said, in the South, I was growing up, you know, the civil rights era had started, and the Black Panthers and all that kind of stuff, but we still had a lot of racial division down there. And, you know, so and it was very, you know, that's, you know, it affected me and helped mold me, and I started working with my daddy. I did a little bookkeeping stuff at age 10 in his plumbing company. And it just taught me discipline. And then at age 14, I was working with my mother. She, my mother had a restaurant, so we had a restaurant business kind of in our family. And I learned the restaurant business. I was on the grill cooking. I was waiting tables, and I answered the phone, you know, to take orders. And I answered the phone for my daddy, a Dawson's Plumbing Company, and when the clients called and all that kind of stuff. So at age 10, up to 14, I was, learning the how to be an entrepreneur. And it's so important, I feel, that we have to teach our children at a young age about money and entrepreneurship, because it really has helped me to, it has helped mold and shape me and helped me to be independent, a self-starter, and helped me get through a lot of adversity that I would not regularly have probably gotten through the way that I have, and I landed on my feet, you know, because it does teach you discipline.
Yes, absolutely. I'm quite amazed when I hear a story like yours, in which both of your parents were entrepreneurs, and you helping out, because it does. What that does, in my belief, is that it channels that wonderful, it just teaches you without having to have been taught, so to speak.
Yeah.
It's almost like osmosis, you know. It just goes right on in there, and it's there. It's there. And you don't even realize it's there. And then, you know, as you start getting older, somehow it kind of harkens back to that great foundation and introduction and fortitude that you just happen to have picked up along the way. That you know, it's just, I'm blown away by that something that you were able to get from your father and your mother. And look at the way that I look at it, look at the legacy that you've been able to, you know, to continue.
Also my spiritual connection to God, and you know, my mother and father were very into the church, and you know, it has extended through me. I'm a very spiritual person. It has pushed me to expand and learn a lot about different religions and cultures and things. But mom and daddy, my mother was like the mother of a church, and she was a gospel promoter. I met the Mighty Clouds of Joy, Reverend James Cleveland, at a young age because my mother, She put on gospel. She was a gospel promoter. And my mother was amazing. I'm telling you, my father was amazing. And they are both I learned a lot about that, and it helped me in my music, you know, because I have another part of me that's part of the music industry and singing and all that. And
you do have a beautiful voice for you guys out there. So maybe you'll give them a little treat, in a little later on in the interview today.
We'll see about that.
I'm putting her on the spot, everybody.
I know.
Yeah, but I have to tell you, it is amazing. And so these are things that are just, you know, like I said, they're quite remarkable. And all these wonderful things help to shape the experiences that you have, and that you have under your belt, and kind of pushed you towards this wonderful, extraordinary entrepreneur in your own right. And so we're going to get into that a little bit. So you grew up in Arkansas, and then your family kind of moved up north to New York somehow, and you kind of, how did that come into play? And then where did this wonderful inspiration for this wonderful network come from?
Well, you know, my family, no, I'm daring. I'm a risk taker. My mother did not want me to actually go to New York. And but my father was an adventurer. And, uh-huh. and you know, they were still in Arkansas. I eventually moved to Texas. But there was one, you know, at
because
one
there's
time,
a big difference between New York. We're going to be fair
oh,
about it.
Oh, believe
me.
There's
a big difference between, you know, New York and Arkansas, especially probably in those days.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, at the time, you know, I, in Stuttgart, Arkansas, I did a whole bunch of stuff. I was like first runner-up Miss Teenage Black America for our
wow.
region. Yeah, my mother put me in pageants, and I ended up singing
wow.
a lot and you know, competitions and things like that. Like
wow.
I said, at that time in high school,
mm-hmm.
there was still segregation, and there was a group called the Ricelanders that I could not audition for because I was black. But
wow.
So I couldn't get in there, but as far as vocally, I could out-sing all of them. I'm not bragging or anything but like that. But my choir instructor, Jim Sparks, bless his heart, he took me aside and he taught me how to sing. I started out with Billie Holiday songs and things of that nature. And so I just ended up, long story short, doing a lot of stuff and then ended up getting two or three vocal scholarships to University of Arkansas in Fayetteville. I got a music scholarship, a vocal scholarship. So I went there. I also got offered to go to West Point Academy at the same time, that same year. West Point became men and women together. It was just men, and they were letting women in because I was also very civically I did a lot of stuff. I was student body vice president and girls state,
wow.
so I got nominated for a lot of stuff. So I ended up taking the music thing because my family's very
mm-hmm.
music-oriented and all that, and went there, landed the head of musical shows and things like that. I was auditioned for a great a cappella group and got into that. So we ended up going, taking a trip to New York, the theater
wow.
group I was involved in. I was actually playing Mary Magdalene in Jesus Christ Superstar, and then I was in The Wiz. So I played Dorothy.
Wow.
I was in Dorothy and The Wiz, so we at the same time we went to New York, I was Dorothy and The Wiz, and Diana Ross was filming Dorothy.
In the movie,
that's
right?
I met
yeah,
she was filming it, and that's the same year I met her, and we have a family affiliation, the Ross family.
Wow.
And from Detroit, my family on my mother's side is from Detroit, the Rosses, and so they work at Motown and blah blah blah, and you know, so I wanted
wow.
to meet Diana Ross. She was my inspiration, and I ended up coming to New York and on this theater trip, and fell in love with New York, and did not know how I was going to meet Diana Ross, but I was here, and I found my way to Queens, to the studio there, with a
wow.
friend of mine. I made some
calls. Is that the studio in Astoria, Queens?
I found my way to Astoria, Queens, to that studio. And I don't know how I did it, but I told everybody that I wanted to meet Diana Ross. And I did it. And I took the train there. Never been to Queens before in my life. Got on the train from Arkansas with one of my friends.
Wow.
And we went there to the studio, and she couldn't go in. I was the only one that could come in to meet Ms. Ross. And so I got a chance to meet Diana Ross. I met Sidney Lumet, who's the great famous director.
Yeah,
yeah.
Of course.
And I met the Michael had just left because he was the Scarecrow. He had left the set. I didn't meet
mm-hmm.
Michael Jackson, but I met the Tin Man. I think it was. Anyway, I met the other guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Michael was the Scarecrow. I met the Tin Man.
Right.
It was, you know, it was really awesome, and it was very inspirational. And she was
so.
She was
this
gracious.
Is when they were actually filming The Wiz.
Filming the movie. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
now,
because they called
cool.
her Diane, and I'm Diane, and our both our middle names, and
wow.
It's just that, for me, that was like a highlight of my life. I said, if I can go to New York City and meet Diana Ross, I need to move to New York.
chick. Exactly. Well, you know what? You're absolutely right. Now, this is a full circle moment. It's just so amazing to me because one of our guests, who's actually on this week as well, is Hinton Battle, who played, who's a like a several, I think he's won like three Tonys, maybe more awards for, and he played on Broadway in The Wiz.
He did.
The role he originated, the Michael Jackson role was the role that he originated. So shout out to Hinton Battle.
Yeah, hey Hinton, I know Hinton. Hey Hinton, this Peggy called me. Call me.
he is fantastic. So yeah,
he really is.
I'm just blown away that that was during that movie. Now, what also was coming to be? It was just released that NBC Television is going to be doing a stage version of, you know, a live program that they're going to be actually, you know, bringing back The Wiz, if you will, for the TV show, a live broadcast. They've been doing these big stage productions recently.
Yeah.
So it's, The Wiz is going to get that treatment, and I am excited for anyone to take on that. Now, so your big inspiration, one of your big inspirations, so we know is, and she's inspired many, many folks, and I've certainly chatted with her daughter, Rhonda, but Barry and Diana Ross's daughter, Rhonda, in the past. But can you tell me, who were some of the others who inspired this great Peggy Dodson? And then we'll get into you.
Oh, my gosh. I have many, many people in different genres. Dr. King was an inspiration to me. And Reverend Jackson, who I was just with at Wall Street Summit.
And hold it,
people.
We don't want to gloss over these wonderful folks and the kind of connections that that you felt with these folks. Now, talk a little bit about that. Let's start with Dr. King. You know, we are actually kicking off this wonderful celebration to Dr. King this week on the Hair Radio Show, the Hair Radio Morning Show. And we want you to just kind of weigh in. What has Dr. King meant to you, Peggy Dodson?
Dr. King, what he has meant to me, what he means to me, is the chance to be all that you can be in a place that is equal and just. And I feel that was his life, you know, starting with African Americans. And he and the spirit to move forward in all adversities with what you believe in and your faith in God, you know, despite anything, despite anyone, he had his conversation with God and God spoke to him. And he went ahead despite what anyone said, because what he did had to be done, no matter if he knew that eventually his life, he'd have to forfeit his life here on this earth. But to have that faith and to accomplish, it's almost like what Jesus did, despite what anybody said, he knew that he had to do and fulfill what God meant for him to do. And I feel that we all sometimes get off track, and it's human. And we all get off track on things, but you know, the one thing that has kept me going in all of this is my faith and me not giving up through all adversity, because this is not for the weak of heart. This industry, whatever we're in, as you know, it is that we have the deck stacked against us as a people. We don't own our images as much as we should. Stories are being told about us that we don't control. And to be able to step up, not maybe against, I won't say against, but to step out with the powers that be out there and say, hey, this is your story, but it's not my story. And to be fearful in saying that, it takes a lot. It takes faith, because it's
absolutely
very scary. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, I just want to let the folks out there know, if you've just joined us, you're listening to the Hair Radio Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and my very special guest today, is Miss Peggy Dotson. Now, she is behind the UBC TV network, and we're going to get into that very shortly. But I just wanted to ask you, Reverend Jesse Jackson, now there mm-hmm. is a great picture of you and the Reverend Jesse Jackson circulating out there around the Internet, and we have that great picture for you, along with a lot of information on you, Ms. Peggy Dotson. So if you guys out there are trying to reach Peggy, you go to hairradio.com, and you'll see all of Peggy's information right there on the screen, along with some great pictures. And I'm told, Peggy, that you have some special words of advice that you are sharing exclusively with the fans of the Hair Radio Show.
Yes, definitely.
So, yeah, so we want to get you guys, following our great interview today, absolutely this will continue. So you want to go to hairradio.com and read all of that wonderful information on Ms. Peggy Dotson. Now, I'm ready to get into all about the wonderful UBC TV network. So you mentioned that this is a television network, as we just indicated, but what does the UBC stand for?
Stands for Urban Broadcasting Company, which is so weird. It also stands for Uganda Broadcasting. I have a lot of, and you know, I'm so connected to Uganda. It's weird. It's weird. I love my friends from Uganda, and I have a lot of people from Uganda that actually follow me online, and they love, you know, what I'm doing. I'm very connected to Africa, but especially Uganda. That's the name of the company, is Urban Broadcasting. I didn't want to pigeonhole, and people may say urban does, but it's, for me, it's urban multicultural. It's about culture, and I think that urban has been defined by others or misconstrued as something that it is not. Simply urban is city and rural is country. So it's urban means city, life.
Oh, okay.
Lifestyle.
So urban is not just some euphemism for black. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
So
that's how people categorize it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, it means different things. It can mean different things, but for me, it's about lifestyle. And
uh-huh.
when you look at it, our lifestyle is the lifestyle. I mean, lifestyle is how you live, where you live, and that's
uh-huh.
that's what UBC is all about. And it embraces culture. So that it's not a black thing, it's not a white thing, it's all us together. I guess you could mm-hmm. say that.
I like that. So the U couldn't stand for us. Wonderful.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, Peggy,
definitely.
Tell us about some of the wonderful projects that you're kicking off at UBC.
Well, I have this has been a labor of love for me. You have to measure and time things correctly. As you know, in this industry, to do a network, it is very expensive, and it's not easy, because once you get out there, you said, oh, okay, I've got 24 hours to fill. Oh, okay. I need advertisers. A lot of my colleagues who are out there now, who are just jumped on the uh-huh. air recently, it's that they've gotten a lot of gray hair, just by having
and
the
I can
stress
speak
of
to
doing
that.
That.
Yes.
Yes.
I can speak to that.
Yes.
One.
You know, so my goal is to roll out, you know, to start the digital part, which I have started officially last year. We have a live stream channel that where we are getting ready. We have live stream, we have on demand, and we're actually getting ready to do something very special. We're getting ready to put out a whole lineup as far as original productions that we are going to be streaming. As you
wow.
know, streaming is really big right now in NBC, Netflix, everyone's jumping into that world, which for me it's there's still a major cost, because you can't just go out and just do it anyway. You still have to have that broadcast quality to that in order to bring on the advertisers or the sponsors that you want to bring on.
Exactly.
So you have to, what we're doing is the original productions that we will be either live streaming or streaming will be edited, and then from there we back into cable. So we will have, some things will just be totally online, and then some things will be shot for cable TV, which we are rolling out this year, this spring, actually. I mean, the date is close, so I've got to, like, I'm going to say the date.
Right.
But we will actually be in about 40 million households. And,
wow.
And we'll have channels. We'll have channel positions soon, so I know people want to know that. And I'll be making that announcement. We will be able to be on Time Warner, Comcast, and Dish Network, and DirecTV.
And you'll let us know. You'll come back and tell all the folks at the Hair Radio Show.
Yes,
okay,
most definitely.
So we can get an exclusive, guys. You've heard it right here. We're going to hold Peggy to that now.
Okay, that's okay. I would definitely do that. It would be real. It's going to be soon. Sooner than later, it's going to be soon. But that's what we're planning on doing. And I'm very, very excited about the lineup that we have. The lineup for the live streaming, of course, is different than the cable. Some of them will overlap. For instance, we have a show called the UBC Mix, which is, I guess you could say, it's almost an evolution of Soul Train. I love, and it's a show I created. A lot of the shows I created, by the way, and over years and years of research, and years and years of research and marketing and all of that, and TV production, and what I've done with NCAA sports, and that's my background is from live TV. So I love live television, but I love dance. I dance a lot. I love house music. I love all types of music. But
Peggy, I have to say, I'm not to interrupt you at all. I just want you to absolutely let the folks know, and I want to tell everybody out there, they're listening to you and you're giving them this wonderful information. I just want to remind the folks, you're listening to Miss Peggy Dotson, who was our special guest today on the Hair Radio Show, and she's been telling us all about UBC TV Network. Now, I just want to tell all of our Hair Radio Show fans, if you want to find out more about Peggy Dotson, you want to go to her pages and find out how to reach her and find out more about UBC TV Network. We're posting everything at the hairradio.com website. So that's www.hairradio.com. And there you'll see, we're going to hopefully, Peggy will put up some more pictures and all of this wonderful, these wonderful things that Peggy's providing just exclusively for our Hair Radio Show fans today. So we are so excited. And we're going to give them all the information. Now, Peggy,
great.
I have to ask you. Yes, now, we got a little bit into it, but I really want to drive this point home, and I know that you can do it eloquently. Broadcast television seems to be going through a metamorphosis. It seems to be changing in a way. It doesn't look like it used to look. There's a whole lot of, flack about it not being more representative of the folks when we go outside our door. So so individuals are saying that, well, gee, you know what? We don't control broadcasting. And when I say we, I shouldn't speak for folks, but I think what the message is that they feel that the people of color and the people who are representative of the world, the broadcasting doesn't really speak to those folks by and large. However, the internet, the new technology, seems to be controlled, so to speak, at this time by the masses. So, is there some, big, disconnect between broadcast and internet or technology and streaming and all of that? Is broadcasting changing?
Yeah, it's changing because it has to. Somewhat. The big disconnect, I mean, that's one of the reasons why YouTube is so big, because you have more control over what you want to see versus what someone else thinks you want to see. And the big problem with broadcast is that it's big.
You don't have any control.
You've
got turning your channel.
Well, it's big, so you have large organizations that have different departments that don't even talk to each other.
You know, so they don't, and you have people who have major pressure on them to create programs because you have accounting people saying, this is not making any money. You know, it's not really set. You have big public companies who are dividend-driven, and they're not content-driven. They're, you know, sports. People understand sports. That's an easy one. The multi-billion-dollar business, sometimes like Fox, that's what anchors, is one of their big anchors. And then you have American Idol. And then you have a formula. The problem with broadcast and cable, too, is the formula that's used in calculating what they think people want to see and what individuals go in front of the camera. You have a formula. Oh, you have a formula for a story that is beginning, middle, end, and that is very predictable, but that's what people want because they feel that's what makes money. And then you have a formula for people that you have, maybe if you may have three white people, you may have one black person, you may, it's gotten worse. I don't know. I don't like formulas. I don't even deal with a formula. We're out of the box. My goal is to be able to represent life the way that it is and not contrive it. Even with the reality shows, they're not reality. They're contrived. They're combative. And a lot of the producers do that because they feel they have to create, you know, anger and animosity in order for people to watch, and then advertisers sign on, and a part of that is true, but it's not all true, and we're not represented at all, and you know, and the time when we are represented, it's so contrived and controlled and stereotypical, and I mean, there are some shows that I'm not going to say right now. It's just people it's just like, okay, this is a black show, even with major producers that we know that do film, that when they get to television, they get into the formula. And right. They put this and that. Let's put this. Let's put some salt and pepper and some pasta and then this and this. And that's the recipe. And that's and if you don't do that recipe, you don't get on the air.
Coming soon. Don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston. Tony Terry.
It's for real, what I feel.
And of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
Root Rock Salon. Healthy roots, healthy hair. Our expert stylists will help you shine naturally beautiful. We offer everything from hydrating shampoo, conditioning hair mask, oil steam treatments to lock in the cuticle, and an array of natural styles and programs to promote healthy hair growth using professional products. Book your consultation today online at RootsRockSalon.com. Visit us at 72 Harrison Avenue, West Orange, New Jersey, or call us at 973-957-7800.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Broadcast Network. I'm Carrie Hines, and today we have another great guest with us. Her name is Ahava Felicidad. She's from the state of New Jersey. Ahava, I'd like to welcome you to Hair Radio.
Thank you, Carrie. I'm happy to be here.
Absolutely. Well, it's my pleasure to have you with us, and I want to jump right on in. Tell everyone about your salon and what you do.
Well, it's called Ahava Felicidad Hair and Body, what I call a growing holistic care organization, and it is headquartered in Upper Montclair, New Jersey at Studio Pure by Ahava Felicidad. So it's a cozy studio space located in the town where I actually grew up in, so I'm a native of Montclair. And what services are offered here range from consultations, which include regimens and product recommendations, hair practice and care, sharing hair stories and finding out more about growing back hair, from hair loss or breakage and just taking better care of hair. We also provide styling, so I do scalp hair and styling here at the studio as well. Mix and make natural products. Have some distributor products here that are all natural and organic for, you know, anyone who's just maybe new on the journey or they've been on the journey for a while and they want to take everything they do to the next level. I also offer classes, so technique classes and also certificate classes for professionals and for clients.
Now, what kinds of classes do you offer?
The classes that are offered range from classes like two-strand and three-strand twisting, cornrows classes. There's one particular class that is called the Soft Style Trio. It's a new class where clients can come in and learn how to do French rolls, make mini buns, what we call thin buns, and make pineapples in the hair, and that way they can care for their hair and do some styling in between sessions. There's also there are also classes on cylinders and microlinking, so braidless weaving techniques.
Tell us a little bit more about that, if you will.
Well, the classes on the classes on cylinders, that's really exciting because it is a technique that I find more so it's not talked about as often to cross over into working with kinky, kinky, curly, and wavy hair. It's a technique that you see most times just on done on straight hair or hair that is has been relaxed. So this class that we offer goes over how to work in natural hair and who you can provide cylinders for if their hair is not strong enough for braiding in a traditional weave with the weft and the person wants to get their scalp. They also want to have a look that lasts a little bit longer than maybe a traditional weave or a crochet would. And we talk about in the class and train on how to care for the hair, what types of cylinders or hair would be installed for the client, and go over how to care for the hair as well as educate the clients on how to care for the hair.
Now, you have got to tell us, Ahava, how did you get started in this business and you know, what inspired you so much to be so passionate about this?
I've been doing hair since I was a child. So I would say this goes back really far. We'll say middle school for the extension, but I actually started braiding my own hair around the age of 5.
Oh, my
now, goodness. Yeah, I've been doing hair for a long time. Then I started helping other people with their hair in middle school. And I would say I do have a cousin who put extensions in my hair, and I felt what she did. And then I just began doing this. Now, the passion came from a mentor that I have. And the mentor, my mentor, Dr. Brown, told me, well, you know, you love to do hair. This is what you do. You do this really well. You know, he watched me with a few clients and said, well, this is where you need to go. This is where you need to be. I see that you're very happy when you do this because I am very happy when I'm working in hair. So around 2009, I started really doing more consultations. But I would say even all through undergrad, I did hair. And I assisted and gave recommendations on hair care even before I transitioned to natural. So hair is just inherently, it's just an innate thing in me. For anyone who's what I call a part of any type of collective, there'd be a collective group of artists. And I had a conversation with a client about this actually today when she said to me, well, when did you learn how to do three strands? Or when did you learn and how did you learn that? Did you see someone else do it? And I said, well, no, actually, one day I was working in hair and it just came to me to try three strands going in one direction. And then after that, I looked it up and saw that there were a few people doing this online. I went through all the ways that this technique can help with natural hair. And then I just continue to learn from there and let things come to me. And then I'll find out, oh, there's a few other people who may do this, but they're doing this on their own hair, not in practice to take care of others. So I actually will do this on my own hair and in practice to take care of others and help them to help to take care of themselves.
Wow. So you have to say that this is you really serving as an inspiration for others.
Yes, and I have been told that, but I've been an inspiration. I've been an inspiration for many women going natural, an inspiration for for naturals to do more with their natural hair. Because I have been told, well, this is amazing. You actually help us. You'll teach us, and you'll do our hair. Like, we never find anyone who does that because, they, you know, everyone may not have that teacher in them. And I actually still have, you know, the teacher in me where I want to share, and I want the legacy to carry on and to grow. And without sharing it, that won't happen.
I agree. Now, you did touch on this a little while ago, but I want to find a little bit more details about this because I honestly had never heard of the cornrow certification. Would you be kind enough to share with our listeners a little bit more detail about that? I think that would be great.
Yes. Okay. So I've just recently created a cornrow certification, class or actually program. So I have three levels of teaching how to cornrow. Now, of course, someone would already have an affinity for and some skills with braiding or creating cornrows. So most people who are coming to a certificate class of this nature or program already know how to braid, and then they're just looking to go to the next level. So I have a basic class, which would be called Natural Hair Newbie. In all of the programs, there's a natural, like an intro, which we call a novice, an intermediate, or an advanced. So with this cornrow cert program, there's actually an intro where you're practicing cornrows and you're required to actually do cornrows going straight back in several different number of cornrows. Then in level two, we go over everything we went over in level one as far as care and styling and, you know, how to co-wash the hair, things about caring for natural hair and transitioners. The next level of cornrows requires more intricacy. So we would do shapes and zigzags and crisscrossing and mandalas and things of that nature. The level above that's an advanced level that would be more for like couture and runway, where I love to work with copper and ribbon and hemp cord and satin cord, and so do others. And then they would learn how to install feathers, how to install ribbons, how to loop through on a crochet technique, satin cord to create accents in the hair. We also do threading with yarn or with thread, even silk thread, silk hair tinsel, you know, like fun hands-on accessories that will go in the hair for the very artistic styles. So you get everything with the three-part cornrows class. So cornrows are something that aren't traditionally taught extensively in a beauty program. That's something that's inherent, cultural, it's spiritual, it's educational, it's emotional. The more you practice, the better you're going to get. So the CERT program allows the practice and the longevity, and also then me being right there to say, okay, this is, you're doing really well, and then anyone else who's on our team that's a cornrows expert would be able to help and promote and support these designs, and then you're tested on, you know, the skills and then also the hair care knowledge.
Well, we have got to tell everyone how to find you.
Oh, definitely. It's so easy to find me. The number into the studio, there's a studio mobile. It's 973-619-2855. There's also a second line, which is a dedicated line for Team Natriotic. So that's team members who are patriots for, loyal to the natural hair movement and everything natural and chemical-free. And also for other services that would provide, including body wrapping. That number is 201-921-9894. You can also find myself and then any post that I make or pages for Hava Felici Dodd Hair and Body at havafelicidodd.wordpress.com. And that blog actually functions as a website. We have a Facebook page. The Facebook page has some great albums of some foundation clients. So clients who've been with me since the beginning of the journey, you'll find pictures of them in different albums, and it'll show before and afters. You can also find me on YouTube at Ahava Felicidad, the holistic hair healer. There are some fun YouTube videos on there. It's not
just hair.
Yes,
I watched
hair.
One or two, yes.
Yeah, it's like a nice, well-rounded view of me and then other interactions with me and clients. And, of course, more videos to come and some things that may be like tutorials, but more of hair healing experience and getting to know me as a person.
Well, I have to say, from all that I'm learning, and you've done quite a bit. You've got quite a few things going on out there. But I love your commitment to those who are transitioning. And,
yes.
You know, it's, yes, please speak to that, because you're really able to. I think that, you know, especially for a lot of the women, that they'll be able to really relate, and they can relate. And I think that you really have walked so much and created such a path. And I just wanted you to speak to this art of transitioning and so forth.
The transitioning.
Yeah.
There are going to be women that are just not ready for the big chop. I call it it's called the big chop. I call it the leap of faith. When I actually cut my hair, I called it going turkey, and this was in the late 90s. Yeah, that's what we call it, the going cold turkey. Like when you quit something, you go cold turkey. And then natural movement began to blossom, and this big chop concept came in. So I feel like I was one of those naturals at the very beginning of this next influx of transitioning and going natural. Transitioners need assistance with everything. So what happens is, because the scalp is now detoxing from chemicals, a lot of women transitioning experience an extreme amount of itching and flaking. And that's coming from detoxing, and the body detoxing from now stopping the chemical relaxer.
Mm.
You need help with that, and you want to talk to someone, and they'll, of course, come to talk to me about what's happening, and I'll help them to get hydrated on structured water, also sugar scrubbing the scalp. Transitioners need to know their options on transitioning. So I will have the consult and say, okay, well, this is your hair texture and density, if I can see it. If they have about 3 inches, that's when we can really see more of the texture. One inch to 2 inches may not be enough. Most transitioners, it's really going to depend on their lifestyle. So if they like a particular hairstyle, we have to go over, well, what types of styles do you like? What types of styles do you need for work? And we have this conversation about texture, density, length, and if they can rod set to transition, if they can blow out and ceramic press to transition, if they can 2-strand flat twist or 3-strand flat twist to transition. They may be able to braid or crochet, which is my favorite technique, and I would say I'm a crochet queen. I love doing crochet because crochet is another way for transitioners to make a smooth transition when they want longer hair, or they just want this particular look that, you know, they may not be able to get with their natural hair right away, but then cornrows are placed as a foundation, and different hairs or fibers are looped under the cornrow and tied to create like a full head weave. This can also be done with partials. So we have the conversation about the journey. We go over the entire, you know, if you grow half an inch of hair in a month, in 2 months you're going to have an inch. In 6 months, you know, the average person grows, in 6 months the average person's going to have about 3 inches of hair, in a year, 6. So quantifying that and also giving quality to that experience helps naturals to connect with expectations, like managing an expectation of, well, how fast my hair is going to grow, and then what styling options I want to try. And then they get to just start having fun with that. And then we'll gradually trim ends. As the hair grows out, they can just trim. So some naturals, it may be 5 months. Others can transition 18 months or longer. It's so much based on their hair texture and density. Not as much the length, but texture and density are going to play a part in how long they can take the transition.
Well, they've got the perfect partner. If you've just joined
us,
you're listening to the Hair Radio Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, we've got with us Ahava Felicidad. Now, I love this, and your shop, again, is called, it's Studio Pure by Ahava Felicidad.
Yes, Studio Pure by Ahava Felicidad. And the buy comes from the experience. So there are different hair healing experiences that also take place at the studio. So that's the buy, because there are experiences that are being created here. Even some of the rod sets have names. There are classic deep treatments, and there are Renaissance deep treatments. Renaissance comes from my favorite time period in history, the Harlem Renaissance. Of course, then there's also the Renaissance period for classical music, and that's where the classical or classics came in. It's from my love of classical music. So I said, well, you know, what are my standards? My standards are classics. Mm-hmm. And then we'll have classic essentials. We have classic carrier oils. We have classic deeps. A classic deep will be a sugar scrub with an oil and a natural conditioner. A Renaissance deep will have three or more essential oils, and it's an aroma and aromatherapy experience, because I also do aromatherapy and essential oil therapies. And that's all a part of the Studio Pure experience. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Now you it sounds that way. Now, I think we mentioned the name, but we didn't tell everybody again where it is. And I want to make sure they have your address and the phone number, however they need to come
mm-hmm.
out, because you make it sound so great.
Okay. Yes, it's great. Now, everything at the studio is an exclusive session, so everything that's here is by appointment or by what's called by reservation. So clients will call in to reserve. There's also the option to get a gift certificate, and then you get a gift certificate, and then you call in to reserve. So the studio mm-hmm. is located at 260 Bellevue Avenue in Upper Montclair. It's on the second floor inside the movie theater building. So I'm in a building with a historic building, actually, with the Bellevue Movie Theater.
Oh,
so
yes.
So we're inside there. So you won't see it just from the street. You would have to call in, and then on the blog it tells you how to get in, where to park and everything when you're coming in for services. When there are open house events, those go out to the client list, and then they're also posted on the blog, places like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. It could also be announced in a YouTube video if there's going to be an open house. So I would like to one day soon to be able to offer like open store hours to just come in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also a space for natural artists. So there are walls, plenty of walls here for anyone who's in the natural community and also does art. In order to expand us out culturally, events like that can be hosted at the studio.
Wow. Sounds so creative, of course, obviously.
Yes.
Well, listen, I tell you, you are just doing some dynamic things. Now, what's next for you? You've accomplished so much. What's next?
What's next for me? Okay, that's a great one. What's next for me would be to create another certificate program. Maybe do some television. That would be fun. Well, I love the certificate programs because I get to teach others how to improve their skills, advance their skills, and help more people. So that part is very important to me, is continuing on the creating the programs and then, of course, filling those programs so that more natural stylists have the concept. And it's the Ahaba Felicidad concept. So they're also being taught what I do. So if someone wants to learn more about essential oils, they can learn that. They can come in at different levels and decide, you know, well, how far you want to go with what you're going to offer. And then it could also be someone who wants to join the team. And what's next will be another series in May, if not May, maybe June, of eHow videos. I also am an eHow presenter, so I'm a hair expert there. And I've just run a series of 10 titles on styling wavy curly hair. The next series will be on kinky hair, some with lots of
things. How do they see those videos?
Those videos will be released in about 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
And they'll be released on they'll be released on eHow soon.
Okay. Sounds great to me. Well, listen, I have to tell you, you're just doing so many wonderful things, and we want to take a moment to really say thank you. You are a trailblazer.
Thank you.
You really are. And you're doing some good things. So, listen, from the Hair Radio Show, did you have anybody that you want to shout out to or mention?
I want to thank God. I want to thank God first, my family, and, of course, the makers of Dr. Brown's Healing Water, which has helped me further myself and continue to help me further myself on the journey and helping others with their hair and scalp care, their energy, you know, keeping me in good health as a, you know, well-rounded businesswoman, mother, entrepreneur, speaker, motivator. I would like to thank them. And thank you, of course, for the opportunity to interview.
Well, listen, it's really been my pleasure. And you keep doing what you're doing, okay?
Thank you.
We're not going to have it any other way.
We can't have it any other way, and it's terrific Tuesday.
Thank you. It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live
tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
And welcome back to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Carrie, over to you.
Thank you, Angela. It is mid-show. It's Tuesday, September 27th of 2022. Yes, I'm Carrie Hines, and we're so happy to have you guys with us, and thank you for tuning in. Now I want to bring to the line my co-host. It's about quarter after 7 New York time. She's out in the Central Time Zone. It's a great honor and pleasure, of course, to have with us on this live Tuesday morning, the one and only Nicole Marie. Good morning from Water Valley, Mississippi, down there.
Good morning, Nicole Marie. Happy mid-show. Yes.
How are
you
doing
to all of our listeners out there? Yes. I'm doing great. It's a little chilly this morning. It's about 49 degrees, but it's going to warm up today to about 80.
Yes, it is. Wow.
But it's going to warm
up.
Well, up
here,
it's cool this morning.
Yeah. Well, there are folks who are dealing with so much talk of the weather. You know, we'll see if we can get some updates from Blue and the storm down in Florida, and you guys out in certain parts. They're dealing with that hurricane, something like that.
Ian.
And I feel sorry. Ian, so we're sending our thoughts and prayers to everybody, our friends up in Nova Scotia, Canada, Samantha, and all the folks. They've been on our show. They help us to do all the amazing things. They're dealing on the east coast of on the eastern coast of Canada.
Yeah,
these storms they're no fun and they're no joke. You know, for us up here, I'm in Brooklyn, New York, as you guys know, and we usually see it. We catch it a little bit through the winter time and all these other times. You know, but whatever we can do to help, you have family at the Hair Radio Morning Show. So it's Tuesday morning. We're live. It's September 27th of 2022. It's our show number 762. Let me just get that out clearly. Show number 762. That is somebody who
amazing.
Is 100% committed. To making sure that this show is a success. And that just reminds me of everything that we do. To me, I love to get on every day and talk and share some little things that have helped me. And what I've learned is that when you start off your career in whatever endeavor or field of endeavor, rather, that it is, no one's going to know you at first. You got to do the work.
Right.
You kind of have to force people to pay attention to you.
Yes.
And I had to do that when I came along. The How to Get Rich in the Hair Business book, which still sells. It's the 10th anniversary coming up next year for the How to Get Rich in the Hair Business book.
And the book, I still, to this day, I just got an update yesterday from Sam at BOBSA. Sam is the Black-owned Beauty Supply Association creator, BOBSA.org. And Sam wrote me the other day, he's like, Carrie, I have one of our, you know, he has members who have supply shops. And he's like, and the gentleman listened to your show. He loves your show. He bought your book. And he took a picture and sent it to me yesterday.
Wow.
And so many other
things. That's
folks.
So nice.
And I just thank you. Yeah, it means a lot. And it's not something that I take for granted. I'll be working on all new books. I'm so excited. I'm up every morning so early.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And, yeah, well, I want to dedicate my time and rededicate my desire to achieve things to the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show. I love you all. You've been incredible on my journey. And I don't even want to say my journey. It's been a journey we've done together. I'm very appreciative. So really good stuff. Now, listen, big things for today. I want to talk about Vet Talk. Michael will be with us shortly. You guys know him. Michael Hopkins is the illustrious host of the Vet Talk radio show. He's in his second season. Today is his third episode. Real excited about that as we're marching along. He should be on. If you want to tune in maybe a few minutes early, I think about 25 minutes or so after the hour of 8 New York time, that's 7 if you're out in the central time zone, tune in because Michael will be right here, and he's got a brand new Vet Talk radio show. Today he's talking about like 8 top reasons claims are denied. So he'll be on. He'll tell you all about it, what to expect, and blah, blah, blah. So we're going to get into all of that.
Exciting show. Yes.
Yeah. Now, I don't know if you tuned in the other day on Friday. You guys know Tuesdays are a big day back. We're not on live for 3 hours each on Saturday, Sunday, or Monday. So we're here Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday from 6 in the morning till 9 New York time live. And we have all kinds of guests. Well, we had a gentleman who joined us for the very first time. He holds, I don't even know how many PhDs. I don't know if you heard it.
Four. Four PhDs.
Yeah, four, right? Yes. So we are so excited. Dr. Paul will be with us on Thursdays and Fridays. And he's kind of, you know, everybody has their own lane here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. So he's helping to put the community into the hair, beauty, and community that we espouse here on the broadcast. So I can't wait. He was exciting. He really was. He brought a lot of, he shed a light a lot personally. I was shocked at some of the story items. We probably have to put a little disclaimer out there, or, you know, move the kitties out of the way on Thursday and Friday morning around 8, because he'll be on, and we're going to say and share what we have to say and share. And I'm really excited about that. Yeah. So today,
great.
So what about yourself, Nicole
Looking
Maria? And so what's going on down in New Orleans, down in
Mississippi?
Yeah.
Well,
what's happening down there?
Let me first just say I'm so excited to be on this morning with you. Here, just very, very busy. Very busy with the kids. I was off last week at a death in the family. My father-in-law passed, so just busy with that. The services will be this weekend, so just, you know, getting things ready and trying to take care of things, and still keep the kids moving in their different activities, keeping them in their routine. But all is well. All is well.
Well, listen, our thoughts and prayers are with you, Mr. Luther, and the family. And
thank you so much.
We can certainly, you know, the one thing is that when one of our family members go through anything here at the Hair Radio Morning Show, we all go through together.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate
so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, you got it. And here's where the broadcast, the Hair Radio Morning Show, can kind of help along the way with things like this. Sometimes it's good to take your mind off things. And
that's
kind of what this show really was designed to do. Each morning, it is to inspire. First of all, it's to wake you up. It's not to put you back to sleep, like some of you guys turn on the show and take a nap. No, it's not to put you back to sleep. It's to wake you to heaven. Tune in. Aspire. Inspire. Find out what it is that you're supposed to find out from the show. We always have themes. We are always pen and paper. Grab it. Like life, grab it. And so I'm super excited. We've got a whole bunch to get into over the next few days. It's going to be quite different. You know, we're talking about the subject of hair loss every single day here on the broadcast. That's very important. Most folks don't realize how critical it is. We're going to talk about therapy, my shampoo and conditioner line, which is important. And it, especially the brand new hair growth oil, in addition to my wonderful therapy beard oil for the fellas. There's so much going on. Yeah.
Yes,
so we're going to get into all of that. Yeah, been playing a little bit of different songs and music and all of that. And we're just happy to have everybody with us. So got it kicked off this morning with RuPaul. We're going to keep it moving. And we'll be right back. Stay with us. We've got more to get to. So get ready. Carrie Ann.
This is a special shot going out to my mama, Miss Ernestine Shaw. Mama used to do people hair in the kitchen. Press and curl, hot curlers, everything. I love you, mama.
Black hair is a revolution.
Cornrows. Honey, I am tender-headed. Cherry curl. Style, sophistication. Afro puff.
Respect.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at chairwatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
Buy your favorite scented candles at Divine Energy Luxury Candles. I'm Carrie Hines. Divine Energy Luxury Candles create an unmatchable ambiance and can immediately enhance your mood. They offer an array of original scents made with coconut soy, hand-poured love. Fill your home and soothe your senses today. Order from DivineEnergyCandles.com. Hi, I'm Carrie Hines. At Divine Energy, you can choose from a wide selection of candles in a variety of widths and heights, as well as a plethora of different scents. Floral Spring Fresh, if you can think of it, they've got it. And if they don't, they're more than happy to whip something up just for you. Not sure what you need? Call them at 904-658-2937. Again, it's 904-658-2937. And tell them you heard about them right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. They've got you covered. It's an all-new special on the top 10 fashion icons right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. A couture countdown featuring some of the best-known ladies in pop culture and beyond. And it's hosted by our very special contributor, Miss Mary Reed Johnson from Hair Head Heart. So tune in. It's airing now across Hair Radio platforms.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines and Nicole Marie with Michael Hopkins and Blue. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
All right. Thank you, Angela. I'll take it. It is live this morning. It's September 27th of 2022. It's our show number 762. And yes, we are live this morning. It's great to just have everybody back. It's a full house. It really is. I'm like, oh my gosh, wow. Thank you guys. It's mid-show. All of the wonderful good things going on. It's nice to be feeling good with everybody. Let me just get Nicole Marie, my co-host from out of Water Valley. She's with us live this morning on this Tuesday, again, September 27th. Yeah. Show number 762, Nicole Marie. And you're down in WV, Water Valley.
762. Yes, I am.
Yeah. So,
good morning again, and welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you so much. And for everybody, including our amazing fans over at Vet Talk Radio Show, the network. There's a 24-hour network that we're behind. Yeah, I'm going to just let the cat out of the bag. We're shouting out all the folks over at Upscale Magazine, of course. Did I say Vet Talk Radio? I meant UpscaleMagazineRadio.com. You know it's early. What can I say? UpscaleMagazineRadio.com. Yeah, well, Vet Talk is coming up. Vet Talk comes up.
Michael
will be with us in a few minutes, and then it comes up at about 8:30 New York time this morning. And he's in his second season. We'll talk a little bit about that. But Upscale Magazine Radio is what I meant to say. Upscale Magazine Radio is about 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It plays a lot of classic hair radio shows. So Saturday, Sunday, Monday, when we're not live here, we dial the 516 number. You can catch us and the best over at UpscaleMagazineRadio.com. So a lot of classic shows over the weekend play over there, special interviews and all that, more things that are associated with Upscale as well. So it's really cool. So we shout them out. We love them. We're part of their family as well. Here on our broadcast,
broadcast the Tuesday morning. It's about 7:33. It is time. We've got to get Blue on. You guys know her. You've heard her commercial a little while ago that she does with Divine Energy Candles right here on the network. We're just happy. I want to talk a little bit, though, with her and see what's happening down in Florida. She's out of Jacksonville. Blue, good morning. Are you there? You're on with Nicole
Marie
and Sarah Hahn.
Good morning. Good morning. How's everyone doing today?
Well,
great. How are you?
We're fine. What's going on down in Jacksonville? And are you affected by this weather?
Actually, they're talking hurricanes here. And everybody's been running to the store, buying up all the water and bread and, you know, the essentials. But, I mean, I've been here about 9 years, and I think I've seen one really bad hurricane. So, and that's when everyone had their canoes out there in the street instead of their cars.
Oh,
they were riding in boats, and it was the funniest thing. But they know how to have fun when it's, you know, when it's really bad weather here. So I can appreciate
good.
That.
Well, that's Hurricane Ian, I think is his name. Listen, we wish you guys just, you know, be careful and just, you know, you're just be careful. That's the best we can say.
Most definitely.
You know,
absolutely.
We and your family here. Yeah, we got to swim down there to Florida. We're going to be there.
Right. If you come around this time, yeah, bring your boat.
Bring the boat.
Yeah,
exactly.
We're good right now. It's 71 here today. It's 71, and it's cloudy right now.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's actually kind of nice. So it's getting
good.
A little cooler.
Oh,
I'm in New York. That's what I love about the Hair Radio Morning Show. We do it virtually every day. I'm in Brooklyn, New York. Nicole Marie's in Water Valley, Mississippi. And Blue, you're in Jacksonville, Florida. And I love that we all come together on this broadcast every day to inspire folks, to give you a little something, something, something each day to get your day kind of moving along. you know, and for me, I'm so happy to be back and feeling so much better. I had a horrible bout. Trying to get over some just awful cold last week, which affected my voice, affected my energy, and I just, in this world now, everything is COVID, you know, I'm scared to death. So you guys have supported me, you've wished me well, and I just wanted to give a personal thank you to all the fans of the show. You have inspired me. And that's what it's all about. So good stuff. Blue, we always check in with you. And this time right now, it is starting, you know, you started in with the scent of the day and a little bit, you know, moving ahead with the holiday kind of candle, holiday scents. But I have to tell you, it's really starting to feel like that's appropriate now. It's kind of getting chilly up here. I got to wear a jacket and a sweater already. So are folks coming to you now and saying, I want the holiday candles with Divine Energy Candles? And by the way, we ran your long version of the commercial this morning. It was just fantastic.
I heard it. Yes, it was. I heard it. Very, very nice. Yeah, I mean, I have a lot of people that are regulars. So I kind of know what some of them like, and then some like to do samples every now and again. So this week I figured with the scents of the day, I'm going to try to do my best sellers so far for this week. And I may have one or two holiday scents in there. I know I have one on my list, or maybe two holiday scents. But I'm going to, you know, start this week off with my best seller list. And this is a lot of fan favorites. You know, I get a lot of orders for these certain scents that I'll be saying this week. So this ought to be fun and very exciting to get to it.
Okay, well, we need a drum roll for Divine Energy Candles in the morning. Well, I can't wait to hear.
Yes. Today's scent of the day, we're going to kick it off with Caribbean Teakwood. Now, Caribbean Teakwood is a bold, complex fragrance with wide appeal. It leaves with a spice top note and allspice blended with rich leather. Middle notes of tobacco leaf and clove blend into the woody, deep base of sandalwood.
This fragrance is infused with natural essential oils, including
cedarwood, patchouli, black pepper, and pimento berry.
Wow. That sounds amazing.
And it is that's my number one top seller for men. And a lot of men get that. But I had a couple women also ask for Caribbean Teakwood, but more males love this than the female. Yeah.
Yes. Well, that's good to remind everybody, Blue. Candles are for everybody.
That's right.
You guys, if you don't know by now, I'm one of the biggest candle kings in the world. I love candles. I just had to step out of the candle closet. I love candles. I think that, you know, as a male, we just like things that smell good. I'm an aficionado of things. I like good smells every day. Good smells. I just like good scents. And so candles seem to accomplish that for me. It really does. And Divine Energy, you guys take it to an all new level. So Divine Energy Candles, luxury line. Go to DivineEnergyCandles.com. She has a whole website there with all kinds of scents. And Fridays, I love Fridays too on the Hair Radio Morning Show because mid-show, Blue's with us live, and she usually gives an update for the week of the candle talk, and you give us something new to kind of take us on through until you come back to us. So this is really awesome. Yeah, so I'm really excited about this. They're the folks behind my brand new scented candle, which will be out soon, the Carafe candle. We are so excited. I am just overjoyed. I cannot wait. It's amazing, and it's going to just be awesome. And we're going to put a lot of stories over on the Hair Radio online community. HOC, you guys know, just a reminder, because I don't think I've ever really said this, guys, but the Hair Radio online community, if you go to www.hairadio.com, again, our website at hairradio.com, remember it has just one R in the middle. Once you get there, there's a giant HOC in the right corner on the website. And if you click on that, it takes you right to the members. So most folks don't know you can click on that, the words Hair Radio Online Community. We call it our meatball. It's shaped like a meatball, the logo. So check it out. Yeah, it's really great. It's all kinds of stories there, all kinds of pictures and videos. I'll be putting some special things there today that you want to visit. So you can be on top of things. We're going to talk about what that is on tomorrow's live show, mid-show. So about 7:30 or so, between 7 and 8 tomorrow, we're going to talk about the special articles and postings that we're putting there today. So there are some surprises, and I'm not going to say the words free gift, but if you go there, we'll figure it out, and we'll do that together. So. Is that not nice?
Nice.
Absolutely.
Everybody teases me about it. That's not nice. I don't know where that came from, but they've been teasing me about it of recent times. Hey, let's try to get Michael Hopkins. Tuesday is a big, big day for Vet Talk, for the veterans, their claims issues. You guys know Michael Hopkins. He's down in Michael's in beautiful Spotsylvania. He's going to get me about that. Beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. Michael Hopkins, the man with the plan. Slap.
Good morning. Happy mid-show, everybody.
Yes. Happy mid-show. You're on with Blue, Nicole Marie, Kara Hines. All the fans from every corner of the planet, we got everybody tuned in. It's a full house. It literally is a full house today.
So it's Tuesday, September 27, 2022. It's about 7:43 a.m. New York time, 6:43 if you're in Central Time Zone. Hopkins, Michael Hopkins, what have you heard today? You've been listening. What do you want to say?
Wow. You know, the number one thing, as usual, is blue in these candles. I mean, the, you know, I'm getting to the point I can smell the fragrances, you know.
Yes. Pardon me.
I just can't
on,
wait.
What is today's scent? What was that you gave us today, blue on your candle scent?
Caribbean
pinkwood. Yes, I love it. Caribbean pinkwood. Wow.
Yeah, I feel like I should be going, Yaman. That's what I feel I should be doing right now.
Well, it's always nice. And, Michael, now, does your wife like candles? Does she enjoy candles down there?
Oh, yeah, very much so. Oh, yeah. I think the whole family just loves candles.
Yeah.
You know, they were the ones that. Well, you know, Kay, they kind of turned me on to all of that stuff.
Yeah,
I mean,
which is a good thing, it really is. Yeah, I just like good scents. Good scents. Oh, you get it, guys? Okay, that's fun. Listen, I better move along before the fans come get me here in New York. This is a big day for you at the Vet Talk Radio Show. So at 8:30,
yes, it is.
So coming up in about 45 minutes. Michael, I kind of teased it a little bit earlier, but what are you looking to do on the show today? You're in the middle, well, not the middle, but you're just coming up on your third episode, I believe, of the second season. So what are you looking to bring to the folks today on Vet Talk Radio Show?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, Carrie. Yeah, this is a very good show. The top 8 reasons veterans' claims are denied. And this one was a joy for me doing the research for this show.
Tell everybody why, Michael.
The reason being is because these are the things I always hear from veterans. It's always the same thing, these 8 things. It's always. It's not like there's a deviation or anything, or maybe this happens this one time, and for a lot of guys, maybe it never happens. But it's always the same thing. And I kept seeing this and seeing this and seeing this, and I said, you know what? Let me go ahead and do some research, ask some questions, just test the pulse of the veterans. And this is what I came up with. And I mean, and I just can't wait to 8:30. I can't wait.
Good. Yeah, we're excited to have you. To be part and bring, you know, what you always bring to the Vet Talk Radio Show. And
exactly.
much of it. Yeah. So I'm excited about that. Okay. Well, listen, we've got a lot more to get into. We're going to be really rolling out a whole bunch of live talk today. I want to remind everybody, we're going to break it on down about how you can sign up to be an affiliate for Carapy. Folks are still asking, what is Carapy all about? Since we brought it back, we're going to talk about that coming up in the next hour. We are also going to bring folks up to speed on Upscale. So Upscale will probably, I think I'm going to get a bigger update for Upscale. They should be out with their next issue very soon. So we're going to, and I believe this is the issue that focuses on, like, you know, for the fellas in terms of, you know, health and wellness. So I'll get all the skinny and we'll check back in with you tomorrow on that. But I do want to talk about entrepreneurship. I want to talk about the Carapy products. I want to talk about so much. And don't forget Dr. Paul Dyer will be with us. Again, D-Y-E-R is his last name, Paul Dyer. He's the man with 4 PhDs. You've been hearing what I've posted on social media. Wow. He has a lot to say, and all good stuff, and very smart man, and we're really happy to have him. He joins us Thursdays and Friday mornings, about 8:15 or so, and kind of walk us through for the 45 minutes or so on the air. He's going to be really instrumental in helping us to put the community into this broadcast. So I'm real happy about that. And, yeah, like I said, he's got a lot. We are going to get down to the gritty discussion point. So if you got the young ones, remember Thursday, Friday around 8, usher them off to school because grown folks will be talking. And oh, yeah, we got a lot to get into. I want to shout out all the fans. You guys, I see that you guys are, you know, already pressing one to speak with us. If you got something you want to say, probably is a good time today. You can press one and we'll get you on live right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show on this Tuesday. So this is a good time indeed to talk to us. So we're going to get on some music, and we're going to be back with a whole lot more of this broadcast. I really feel like, I know this sounds a little bit crazy, but I feel like some Beyonce today. I really, really do.
Let's do it.
Yeah. And Rihanna, you guys have heard that Rihanna's going to be doing the Super Bowl halftime show.
Super Bowl.
So true.
That's wonderful.
I don't think she, I didn't realize she had anything really new out so much. She's been so busy with her fashion empire and all that other stuff. But
and the
baby, I so love this classic song. I'm loving Rihanna. I think it's going to be great. Why don't we get Rihanna and we'll get Queen Bey on a little bit later today. But I love those ladies. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Rihanna. Good girl going bad. Take three. Action. No clouds in my stones. Let it rain. I hide your plane in the bank. Coming down like a Dow Jones. When the clouds come, we gone. We Rockefellers. We fly higher than weather. And G5s are better. You know me. In anticipation for precipitation, stack chips with a rainy day. Jay, Rain Man is back with Little Miss Sunshine. Rihanna, where you at?
You have my heart, and we'll never be worlds apart. Maybe in magazines, but you still be my star. Baby, cause in the dark, you can't see shiny cars.
Hold you, I'll be here forever. Said I'll always be
product called Organic Love Collection Shea Butter. It's a sensual shea butter. And once you apply it, it reinvigorates the skin. It takes care of blemishes, hyperpigmentation. It has all kinds of beautiful oils in it. And what it does for the hair, the nails, and the skin is to renew it and to make you feel beautiful, and moreover, to restore you to self-love and self-care. We're a Christian organization, and we're in the community trying to educate people on eczema, psoriasis, breaking hair, alopecia, things of that nature. And this product is a cure-all for the whole family. If you grab the jar or the bottle, it comes in a liquid and solid. It deals with eczema within 3 days. The longest it'll take is 7 days to restore your skin. And most of all, it's great for the scalp and very uplifting to the hair. It keeps the hair moist and free of breakage and, moreover, manageable. So as you work with it, if you have natural hair, it won't break. And if you have permed or color processed hair, it'll continue to allow for it to have the elasticity it needs so that your mane grows beautiful and healthy. Currently, we are on social media. We're a business that's just starting out, so I started on Instagram, once again, Instagram. And the name of the company is Organic Love Collection. And we can also be found through Instagram on Big Cartel. So the product could be purchased at organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
Repeat that one more time.
organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have a very special guest joining us right now. He runs actually the Soul Snacks Cookie Company. His name is Ralph Roll. Now, Ralph, you are the man behind the Soul Snacks Cookie Company. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah. My cookie company, I started many years ago, actually back in 1996, in my apartment in the Bronx. And the product came from original recipes that dated back almost to the turn of the century of 1900s from my grandmother. I just watched how she baked and my mother baked and just learned from there and then took that to the marketplace later on. That's a very, very, very condensed story. But I learned from my, watching my grandmother and my mother just be in the kitchen. Those are the origins of where we started.
Well, that is amazing. It really is. When I saw your name, I said, well, hold it. I guess you get a little bit of the folks, because your name is, now, did I pronounce it correctly? Is it Roll?
Yeah, it's Roll. The E is silent.
It's Roll, okay. Well, don't people kind of make a connection between Roll and cookies? Has that been brought to your attention? Probably more than once. So I just love it. So that's why I said, wow, how neat is that? Okay, so you got to tell us about the Soul Snacks cookies. You have got to tell everybody about it, because when I saw it, just caught my attention right away. So please share a little bit more about your amazing company.
Well, when we started the company in 1996, it was basically my girlfriend and I were trying to figure out a way to save money for the holidays.
Mm.
And in doing that, we had 36 friends and family. And that was the only way that we could, afford to actually give out gifts. So I suggested, why don't we make the cookies? Because I had made cookies for her when we had first started living together. And we gave the cookies out to everyone, and everyone got back in touch and said, wow, these are really good. You should think about selling them. And so we said, I've thought about doing it before. This is a sign. So let's just follow the sign and start selling the product. So the very first place that I sold the product, I was playing drums at an open mic at a place. You know Sylvia's restaurant in
New York
City. Most people do.
Yeah.
And restaurant at the time was the she was the proprietor for the evening. So I called her up and I said, Mel, I have an idea. I want to sell cookies, and I'd like to do it there at the open mic. And she said, fine, do it. There's no problem. So I brought the cookies in, and we gave samples away, and everyone bought the cookies. And there was a guy at the bar from a magazine called YSB Magazine, used to be owned by BET.
Okay.
And he liked the cookies.
Oh, you know, I remember that magazine, yes.
Yeah. So he said, tell me more about what you guys are doing. And I told him, well, I'm the drummer at the Apollo Theater. I'm on the television show, Showtime at the Apollo. And my girlfriend is a Juilliard graduate, and we both came out of public housing. And we decided to start the business. And I thought we would only get a couple of responses from it, and I was totally wrong. We got hundreds of people buying the cookies, which made it very difficult for us to bake out of our small apartment oven. So I asked a friend of mine whose mom had a brownstone, and the bottom of the brownstone was vacant, and I asked Ms. Durant, is her name, if I could convert it into a kitchen, and I just knew she was going to say no. But she actually said yes.
Wow.
And that was our first baking facility. It had a convection oven, three-tub sink, ventilation, storage room, preparation room. And then we grew out of that. But in the interim of all of that, my girlfriend decided she didn't want to have anything to do with me or the cookies.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah, so we went our separate ways, and I ran the company for a while by myself. But that was very difficult because I was, at the time, busy as a musician. So I stopped for a couple of years, and then I met my current wife, and we decided after our daughter was born that we were going to start the company back again, and we did it exactly the same way again, one rack at a time in an apartment. And my first client was Melba's restaurant.
Oh, Melba's restaurant, yes, in Harlem,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so she was the one that brought us in, and she was the one that brought us in again as the first client. The second was Dougie Fresh had a restaurant.
Oh,
and then we kind of built,
wow.
We just built it from there.
Wow.
That's the beginning, yeah.
Well, I'm also a cookie fiend. I absolutely love that. The other reason it caught my attention so much. Well, first of all, I want to take a moment, you know, just if you would be kind enough, and then I want to jump back to the cookies. But can you tell us a little bit about your music career?
Oh, yeah. I started as a drummer at a very young age. I picked up drums from watching my brother. He had a drum set.
Wow.
And my mother allowed him to have drums in our small bedroom. And I just loved it because, you know, for two reasons. There was a drum set in the middle of the room, and it gave me an excuse to be able to jump on the bed. But
I love it.
But, you know, my brother, he said I could play the drums, and I'm left-handed. And he said, as long as you don't change the drums around, we're fine. So
wow.
I'm a left-handed drummer that plays on a right-hand setup, and I
wow.
play open-handed. And it's kind of worked to my favor moving forward because it allows me to do things with my left hand independently for drummers out there that
wow.
Some cross-hand drummers, you know, they don't really do. So, but that's how it all started. And then my first professional gig, I was 19 years old, with a group called Musique. And they had a hit song called Push Push in the Bush.
Oh, who doesn't know that song?
Yeah. That was the name of the song.
I remember it, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't even tell my mother the name of the song. That was the name of the song.
Yeah.
And from there, people, you know, started passing my name around, and I was working in a local band, and I just kept practicing and learning and just, you know, trying to hone in on my craft and turn into a vocal.
Well, you're very kind, and I'm going to just spell it out for folks. I mean, you have worked with the likes of Nile Rodgers and Chic, Sting, Bono, the one and only Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin,
you know, the Notorious B.I.G., Queen Latifah, Erykah Badu, Chris Botti, D'Angelo, India Ari, and so many others. And this, so, and you were part of the band, as you mentioned a little bit earlier, for it's the Showtime at the Apollo for about 15 seasons, that was.
Yeah.
So, and that's TV. That's the big time. So, was this a big transition, you know, getting over to do the cookies, or did that somehow, in some strange way, might have prepared you for entrepreneurial type success?
Well, you know, being in the music business is not an easy journey for most. And you have to have a certain set of, you know, just values in order to want to survive in the business. And there has to be a passion that you just are not willing to give up on to for most. You know, most of the people that I'm involved with, we all share that same synergy as far as how we saw the business and how we survived the business and how we, you know, just kept moving forward. I mean, all of my friends now started exactly the same way that I started, in a band, you know, hustling in a car with your gear that was falling apart, trying to just make it with, you know, not that great of equipment. And then, if you believe it, you know, you just keep practicing. You know, I mean, I'm right now, I'm in a car, three of my closest friends all have the same story, you know. You know, they put their fingers and lives and just everything into, you know, their craft. You know, there's one gentleman that's sitting behind me. I saw him start in the business and watched him grow to the point that he's worked on many television shows. The gentleman to my left, he's worked with probably more people in the business than all of us as a, not only a player, but an engineer. And the gentleman sitting in front of me is a Grammy Award winning a writer.
Well, hold up. We got to drop some names.
Okay.
Well, at least tell us their name so we can kind of like
behind
them
me,
or Google them.
Yes, yes. Behind me is Russell Graham. Next to me is Richard Hilton. In front of me is Jerry Barnes. And over on my left is the very cool driver that I don't know his name.
Well, listen, I have to shout all of you out because that is just incredible. And see, and I love that. It just reminds me of how much iron sharpens iron, as they say, and you travel in these circles of folks, you know, where you're all going somewhere and in your own directions as well, but you're still, you know, a concentrated effort and, you know, focused and all that kind of stuff. I think it's amazing. So I love hearing stuff like that. I really do. I've got to tell you, though, when I look back and I started thinking about the cookies, every time I think of, and I hate to say, because I said, you probably are tired of being compared to, do you know who I'm going to mention?
Wally.
Maybe you're too young to know this guy, but he was a person who had an interesting story when I was growing up. And that's the only African-American man I can think of, you know, connected with cookies so much. And that is Famous. And so I grew up with that understanding. Did you, you know, have you been compared to him, or have people brought him up to you, or anything at all on that level?
I am constantly compared to Wally.
And here I go and ask you the same question.
but it's good company to be compared to because as far as the industry is concerned, there aren't a lot of prominent companies that have gotten to the level of a Famous. And I'm just very proud to be just mentioned in the same company. Now, what's odd is when I was in public school in the Bronx at PS 77, one of my childhood friends and classmates was a guy named Michael Amos. And Michael Amos used to say that his father owned a cookie company.
Wow.
So the only thing that I heard was cookies, you know, so do you have any? He said, no, my father lives in California. And later on when I heard about Famous Amos Cookies, it was just, I mean, the Amos name is such a unique name. you know, you can only assume that that was his father. So, you know, Michael St. Gavaldi Amos is my dad. And actually, Michael made it possible for me to meet Wally when I was in, he lives in Hawaii. And it was a very, very emotional moment for me because Wally just stands for so much. And just to meet him, and he came out and we talked, and, you know, he was like Yoda. He gave me so much wisdom about the business and, you know, just how to, what to look for, what to be careful of, and, you know, and it was great. It was great.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is, that's just amazing. It really is. Now, speaking of your cookies, I want to get into some of the different, the variety of delicious flavors and what they, you know, what kind of cookies you offer. Can you tell everybody a little bit about, because I'm just loving just the idea of Georgia oatmeal raisin, but please tell everybody about your cookies that you offer,
well,
some of the different
it's
ones.
Funny,
you got
it's
a lot.
Funny that you hit on those two recipes. Well, the main one is Georgia oatmeal raisin, which was one of the earliest recipes that came from my grandmother. That and the chocolate chip is basically how I started. I started making mostly chocolate chip and oatmeal raisin cookies from remembering the recipes from what my grandmother, my mother had made. And then just developing from that, we developed a sweet potato cookie, a lemon cookie, a cranberry oatmeal cookie, a chewy oatmeal raisin cookie. We have a French cocoa chocolate chip cookie now. What else do we have? We have a peanut butter cookie. I named the cookie after my grandmother, her grandpa's chocolate peanut butter cookie. And I named the sweet potato after my Uncle Ralph, which he just passed away in 96, about 2 months ago. So, you know, just being... Having all
very
those
sorry.
My favorite, getting out of the car, my favorite is called lemon love cookie. I love the lemon cookie that we have. It's a great product. It's one of my favorites, and it goes so well with ice cream. I love the lemon love. Yeah. But we're always developing new flavors. We now have a full line of vegan gluten-free cookies as well.
Oh, wow. Wow. Well, I'm loving this. You've got to, you know, tell everybody how they can get their hands on these cookies.
Well, if you go to soulfest.com, you will see the full list of cookies you can order in three different sizes, 12, 24, and 32 cookies. And coming in the next week, there will be a full list of all 789 Walmart stores that we will be in.
That is amazing. We've got to repeat that. So your cookies will be found in about 700 or 800 Walmart stores. Are you serious? That's amazing. Congratulations.
And Kroger as well. Kroger just picked us up as well. And now we're looking at Target. You know.
Wow. Well, we are so proud. We are so proud.
I am so fortunate to have the opportunity to have my product in front of a large audience, you know.
Absolutely.
What an amazing journey that I wouldn't trade for anything.
Well, we're going to keep our eyes on you, of course, and keep eating those cookies.
I got to make sure that you get some.
You do, because every day I would go down to my mailbox, and I said, I know that they're sending me some cookies. But I gotta order. You know, that's my job to order these cookies. So I'm loving what you're doing, and we support.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that so much.
Absolutely. Well, listen, here at the Hair Radio Morning Show, we are going to do some things, and we want to make sure that we send you to soulsnacks.com. We want you guys to pick up these amazing cookies and join the rest of the world. We look like we're just getting on the bandwagon here. But all continued success to you and to your folks there in the car and everybody that you're traveling with and all of that. So thanks again for being with us on the Hair Radio Show. But, you know,
and thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
You got it. You got it. All right, folks. Ralph Roll, what can we say? The Soul Snacks Cookie Company. Amazing. just amazing. All right. Stay with us, folks. We've got a lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go. Stay with us.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Thank you, Purple Barbie. Yes, it is Tuesday morning, again, September 27th of 2022. It's mid-show. Oh, well, actually, I'm sorry. We're a little bit past mid-show. This is our spotlight hour.
It's about 20 minutes past 8 New York time. If you're out in Central Time Zone, it's about 7:20. I've got to bring back to the line Nicole Marie. Nicole Marie out of Water Valley, Mississippi. Good morning,
good morning
again. Happy Spotlight Hour, third
happy
hour
Spotlight
of the day.
Happy Spotlight
Hour,
yes.
Yes,
good
and
morning,
Michael
good
Hopkins
morning.
Is it's with
all
us as well. Yes.
Oh,
so,
yes, I am here.
Stuff.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. It's good to have everybody on and just reminding everybody
it
what's
is.
Going on. You know, real happy. That was Sade, if you guys remember. That
yeah.
was one of my favorites.
Oh,
songs.
Yes. Oh, yes. Sade.
Can't forget her. Can't forget
oh,
her.
Oh,
not
no.
at all.
Love it.
We had to just kind of slow it down a little bit this morning and give you some melodies here
yes.
on the Hair Radio
nice
Morning
and
Show.
Mellow.
Yeah, nice and mellow. And she really brings it. And it just depends on how we're rolling today. Now, Michael, we're about to send you on off to get ready for the Vet Talk Radio Show, which is coming up in about 6 minutes or so. So we're going to send you off now. Thank you, Hopkins. Have a great show.
Oh,
break
thank you,
leg.
Michael. Oh, yeah. Break a leg.
So you guys... if today's your first time catching Michael's show, you don't have to do anything. Just keep the show right here listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show until 9 o'clock. You're going to hear Michael come up in about 6 minutes or so with the Vet Talk Radio Show. And he's got something very special happening today on eight top reasons that claims are denied. So I can't wait to hear what he's got on tap. And
yeah,
so much
looking
more.
Forward to
and again,
it.
It's coming up. At about 8:26 this morning, so in about 4 or 5 minutes. Really great stuff, reminding everybody, we've got a brand new addition to the lineup. His name is Dr. Paul Dyer, man with about 4 PhDs. He's real special with neurosciences and all kinds of things like that. You don't want to miss what he has to say. He'll be bringing it at the end of the week. I say move those
yeah.
kitties out the room around 8:15 or so on Thursday and Friday. You don't want to miss what he has to say. And we're going to be
definitely.
I couldn't ride with him this past week because I was feeling a little, under the weather. So
we'll be ready for him this week.
We was on, but I'm going to have guns a-blazing, pow, 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 for this week. So we're going to have a lot to get into on Thursday. My suggestion is to tune in, take that phone with you if you're in your car or whatever you're doing. Tune in to the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're going to make it
and
a very special broadcast.
Always have your pen and paper. You never know what
have
you might hear.
Nicole Marie, a lot of folks may think that, if you got pen and paper, you're old school, So you're not old school. You're smart school. You've gone to school.
Exactly.
You
never know what you might hear or what may come to mind. It may dog something
exactly.
for you to write down,
exactly.
something that you want to remember and come back to later. So
yes.
always have pen and paper. Always have it in my car. Always have it in my purse because I never know.
But
wherever I am, whatever I'm doing, I never know.
The young folks, they just grab their cell phones and they type right into their cell phones.
Well, you can do that also.
Yeah.
But.
I think it is. I don't know. I wonder who is still team paper, pen and paper, and who is team cell phone. I would love to know. I really would. Well, we're going to keep
right.
talking here on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Right.
Hey, let me just remind everybody. Yeah, the rest of this week, we're going to really more of that therapy talk. We got to get folks to understand the difference of what an affiliate is. We got to get everybody to understand. I hear you. You want to sign up to be a distributor. There are different options available. And then we have folks who are dealing with hair loss issues. So there's so many different levels to this. The website is www. No one really says www, but I'm going to say it anyway. I'm old school on this one. Kerapy.com. Kerapy.com. That's K-E-R-R-A-P-Y. Kerapy.com. It's a version of my name, Kerry, along with hair therapy. And when you put it together, it's Kerapy. So that's where
it's
that comes
Kerapy.
From. That's my brand name. Yeah, Kerapy. And remember the Kerapy song. Is that not just
oh,
the...
Yeah. Very
catchy. What was that?
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah, the Kerapy guy, which I just love that so very much. I think we have it on tap for about 5 seconds. I think I can squeeze it on. Let's see if we can put it in the background here. Yeah, I think it's really good.
I've been trying to grow for like 3 years.
Tell me your secret. And he said,
I mean, what can you say
love
about
it.
That? It is
love it. Love
yeah.
It.
Yeah, me too. So anyway, we're gonna get ready and get all it set, I should say, for Michael Hopkins of the Vet Talk Radio Show. So Nicole Marie, really good stuff. It's been fantastic. And
great
I'm super excited. Stay tuned here. Don't budge. And we've got Michael Hopkins on tap. Stay with us. We'll be right back, folks.
Up now, live, it's Vet Talk Radio Show with host Michael Hopkins, executive producer Carrie Hines, and Michael's Angels panel, Nicole, Noor, and Katrina. The Vet Talk Radio Show with Michael Hopkins is all about helping veterans in need. Stay tuned.
And again, good morning, good morning, and I'm excited today.
Oh, yes, good morning, Carrie Hines. And I am excited also for this topic that we have this morning.
Yes, I want to kind of roll right on in, as always. Again, we salute our incredible fans of the Vet Talk Radio Show from all over. It's a great honor to do the show for you guys, and I'm excited. So we're going to roll right on in. Michael, what do you have for everybody today?
Oh, today, Carrie, we have something that is just so very important. A lot of veterans ask me, and they say, why did my claim get denied? And I thought about it, and I said, wow. There are 8 top reasons that a veteran's claim will get denied. And I just want to jump on into it. I mean, can you imagine there are 8 reasons why a veteran's claim gets denied?
These are the top reasons. Well, let's start at number 8. What do you have?
Okay. Sounds like a plan to me. You know, Carrie, believe it or not, number 8 is the veteran actually used the wrong form.
Oh,
and I know.
No.
That, can you imagine that? You used the wrong form. And, I've had that happen to me. I used a form. This is, you know, the government. I used a form dated 2019. They said, no. Even though it's the same form in 2022, it's virtually the same form. They said you can't use that form in order to file a claim. You have to use this form. Fortunately, they sent me the form. But you know, Carrie Hines, sometimes they don't do that. Sometimes, unfortunately, they don't send the veteran the form. They may tell the veteran what the form is, but they don't send it to them, you know, in snail mail. They don't do it.
What would you suggest that they just, that should be the rule, that if the person has sent the wrong form, and not only that, it might also be better suggested
that if there are no changes from year to year, then, you know, maybe it's not a good idea to keep updating the form. So it makes it even more complicated for people.
Yeah, because what happens, Carrie, sometimes it's like a little thing that's on the form.
Yeah.
Say, for example, on the new form, number 7 is now number 8. But on the old form, number 7 is still number 7. And they've added something. So instead of the government saying, okay, yeah, you got the wrong form. However, we get the point of what you're trying to say. So we'll just drive on. But, you know, they sometimes don't want to do that. And that just, it slows the process down, you know, as far as you as a veteran filing. Now, here's another 30 days. Sometimes they give you 30 days to get this done. Now, there's another 30 days that they won't process your claim. So that puts you another 30 days behind. So instead of them being able to do your claim, say the average is 125 days, they should be able to do a veteran's claim. That's the average. So now we just tag 30 days onto that. Wow.
Yeah. Sounds like it's just enough to make you even more frustrated.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's a frustrating thing. It's very frustrating when you've done all this research, you've put the claim together, you've sent it in, and then about a month or two goes by, you don't hear anything, and then all of a sudden in the mail you get a letter, and the letter says, oops, you filled out the wrong form. You should have used Form A instead of Form B. And then they don't send you Form B. They just tell you what it is. So now you got to scramble to find the form. And sure, it's online, but it's just the point of the thing that it's a little too much.
There's so many challenges for some of the older population may not be as familiar with online maneuvering.
Right.
We are still in that same mindset of paper. So, wow. Well, okay. So what's at number 7?
Well, number 7 is the veteran missed the deadline for an appeal. Normally, you have 1 year from the date of your rating decision to appeal it. If you don't agree with what the VA said, the claim section, you have 1 year to gather new material evidence, or you ask for an informal hearing, or you submit for a formal hearing. You have options. And unfortunately, Carrie, a lot of times what happens to a lot of veterans, they kind of hem and haw. They don't know what to do. I've had some vets, they didn't even ask anybody. They literally, they let the piece of paper sit on their desk at their house for a whole year, and they never asked, what should I do? And I don't know what that was from. You know, was it pride? Was it ignorance? You know, nobody knows. And sometimes I just equate it to they're not understanding this claims process. And that's why I'm so grateful that we're here with the Vet Talk Radio show on the Hair Radio Network, and we're leading the charge and getting the word out, explaining these things to people.
Absolutely. 100%.
But that that this deadline is just so important, Carrie. I can't emphasize it enough. It is so important on that deadline thing.
Pay attention,
everyone, for that when you're filing. Now, Carrie, the next one, number 6. The veteran doesn't know what evidence was used to decide their claim. Usually what happens, the veteran goes to what we call a claims and pension examination. it, the claims and pension examination is initiated by the claims and pension section of the VA. You have some type of evidence that you submitted to them. They want clarification, in other words. You know, you submit something, they think that it's related to service, an in-service incident, but they're not sure. So what they do is they send you to an examination. In other words, they have a nurse practitioner, a doctor, psychiatrist, psychologist, whatever your claim that you filed, whatever it's about, that's the medical professional that they send you to because they need a medical opinion, in other words.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense, though.
Right, yeah, it makes sense. Once they get their medical opinion and they tally it up with other things that they have, you know, evidence you sent them, they went into your medical records, et cetera, et cetera. They tally all of that up, and then they come up with a decision, either in your favor or not in your favor. Many times as veterans, we may not know what evidence that they used. Even though you get a decision letter and they say some things in the decision letter, but sometimes, Carrie, you want to know exactly what did that person that examined me, what did they say? I know what the VA said, but I don't know what the nurse practitioner said, everything she said.
Very good point.
You don't know. And a lot of times we get turned down as veterans for something we filed for, and it's frustrating just because of that. We have no idea why they turned it down. They give us like a little fluffy overview. But you want the nitty-gritty. This is why you got turned down, because of this, this, and this. That helps you as the veteran develop a new strategy so you can go back and have new and relevant evidence to refile. But if you don't know, you don't know. Now, there are several ways you can get the information. And one of them is called a C-file, a claims file. You can get your claims file from the government. It takes a while to get it. And in that claims file, all the information that you're looking for as to what that CNP examiner said, the claims and pension examiner, it's in that file. But unfortunately, as I said, it just takes a while to get the file from the government.
So you got to be ready and prepared to wait it out.
Yeah, you just have to wait it out. Sometimes if the government, now here's a caveat to it. Sometimes, Carrie Hines, what happens, the actual Veteran Affairs hospital examines you for claims and pension examination. Sometimes it happens. It's not as much as it used to be years ago, because they have contractors now.
Right.
But sometimes they'll actually send you to a VA hospital to get examined. In that case, the claims and pension section will have the diagnosis. They'll have everything they need immediately.
Right.
And if that's the case, you can go to your regional office, because there are regional offices all across the United States that handle veterans and benefits and so forth. You can go to the regional office and get that same information. You can get it quicker.
Well, I tell you, this is quite a process.
Oh, yeah. Trust me, it is. And now, you know, Carrie Hines, you can see the frustration with veterans. You have to go through all of this.
It's just a lot of rigmarole, it sounds like.
Yeah, it's just a lot of red tape, paperwork at times. Some things are so obvious that they're in your files. They're in your medical records, and it's obvious that you got this. But if you get the one examiner that says, oh, it's at least or less likely than not, this happened to you on active duty. A lot of times the VA claim section will go with what that medical examiner said. And it's very frustrating. Very frustrating.
Well, I'm shocked. I'm looking at what's number five on your list. If that's
Yes. Number five, Carrie, the VA doesn't believe the veteran's doctor.
Oh.
Yeah, you have a private doctor, not a doctor from the VA hospital, that provides you what we call a nexus letter or a medical opinion. That's basically what the nexus letter is. It's their medical opinion that says whatever it was that happened to you, more than likely or as least as likely than not, it happened to you on active duty. And it's whatever happened to you is related to what's going on with you now.
Hmm.
Sometimes because you go to a private doctor, they look at the letter and say, well, no, they'll have their doctor look at what that doctor said. And now it becomes a battle of doctors. And you're kind of in the middle of all of this.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it gets really, if their doctor looks through your medical records, just like your doctor did, the VA's doctor looks through your medical records and they say, I couldn't find anything that this doctor is talking about. And besides, this happened 33 years ago to you on active duty, and now 33 years later, all of a sudden now you have a mental health issue, but this other thing that you say is secondary related to it, I don't see it. And then the VA will go with that doctor, their own doctor. And guess what you have to do now?
What?
You have to come up with new and more relevant evidence.
Wow.
On top of what you just did.
Number five should be called the battle of the doctors.
Oh, yeah, and it is. It is. It gets even better, too. Suppose I have a physician's assistant. I have a nurse practitioner. They have a physician's assistant reviewing my records, the VA. Well, you see, a physician's assistant trumps a nurse practitioner.
Mm.
Now, suppose I have a nurse practitioner. They have a medical doctor. As you can see, guess what happens? Their medical doctor trumps my physician assistant.
Yes. Wow.
And then it can go the opposite way, Carrie Hines.
Wow.
They have a nurse practitioner. I have a medical doctor. If they like what the nurse practitioner is saying, even though my doctor is a specialist in this field, they can reject what my doctor is saying and go with a nurse practitioner.
It sounds like y'all really don't always have a shot.
It's
in a different way. Most of
the
time. Wow.
It just gets, you know, wilder and wilder at times. But the main thing that you're looking for in a nexus letter is either to say more than likely than not, or as least, and that's L-E-A-S-T, likely than not. If you have either one of those things in your nexus letter or a doctor's medical opinion, the VA has a tendency to lean toward awarding you the rating if they see something like that. So it's just real deep.
It is. It's very deep. Well, listen, just welcome everybody to the Vet Talk Radio Show. Michael, it is just, it's always interesting why claims are denied. That is the crux of what you're able to do. And this list is just, it's still surprising. It's still surprising to me. I never get tired of this incredible topic. And so, Michael, you're at number 4 on your countdown of the top 8 reasons.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
For veterans. Okay, yeah. Please take it away, Michael Hopkins.
Right. Number 4, the VA says that the veteran didn't show up for the claims and pension exam. You just, as a veteran, you just didn't show up that day. You didn't feel like you had to show up. You thought you had enough medical evidence, or somebody told you not to show up. You know, it's not good. It is not good when you're scheduled for claims and pension examination. It's not good not to show up. You have to have a valid reason. If you're not going to be there, it has to be valid. There's a cookout, and I don't want to miss it. It's not a valid reason. Or the baseball game or basketball game, football, you know, I don't want to miss it, so I have to leave early for the game.
You better have a real good reason for that.
Yeah.
Yes, I think
God
you can feel
be.
That.
God to be. Wow. And you know, Carrie, case in point, I had this happen to me. I was headed to my CNP exam, and I was taking a Greyhound bus, and believe it or not, the bus broke down on the day I had to be there.
Of all the rotten timing.
Of all the just crazy luck, the bus broke down. So what I had to do, I called the examiner, told the examiner what the problem was. They said, okay, they told me to get in touch with VA, the claim section, to go ahead and reschedule, which I promptly did. I explained to the claims section what happened. But, you know, Carrie Hines, to put icing on the cake so that it didn't look like I was just making this up, I actually have a letter from the Greyhound Bus Company clearly says what happened that day. Signed by
now
a representative.
That's the best support you could ask for. See, everything that I have learned from listening to you, Michael, in these couple of seasons of the Vet Talk Radio Show is support and documentation. Documentation has been the order of the day.
Yes, sir. It is the key to all of this claims and filing and ratings and all that documentation. If it's not documented, the VA has a hard time justifying why they should compensate you. And a lot of veterans, you know, they don't, well, it's in my records, well, they should know. But it's not like that. You have to be business-like doing this. And I emphasize that to all my veterans out there, to include their family members and friends of veterans. When you're doing the claims process, you have to be businesslike. You have to take this serious, because this is serious. This affects you and your family for the rest of your lives. We've gone over this before, Carrie Hines, the education benefits, the hospitalization, the monetary, the perks. We've talked about this on previous shows, but it is so important that the vets out there, their families, their friends, that they just understand this. This is not a game. This is not something you do willy-nilly. You have to put your whole heart into this, and you will get rewarded at the end. Quite true.
Well, I am ready for number 3.
Believe it or not, Carrie, number 3 is a funny one. Would you believe that the VA claim section will say that the injury or illness that you have does not connect?
It's not service connected.
Yeah, it didn't happen in the military, according to our record. So therefore, since it didn't happen in the military, it's not service connected.
So how do you prove that, and what do you do at that point? Don't give up, though, I think is the takeaway.
No, that's the number one thing.
Give up.
do not give up just because they say it's not service connected. There are ways to show them that it is service connected. One of the best ways, Gary Hines, is a buddy statement, as we call them. You were in the military. Basically, a buddy statement is a statement written by either someone that was in the military with you, could be a wife, a husband, friends, family that were around you when you were in the military. They saw your habits and so forth, and they can vouch, basically, they can vouch for you. They can vouch for you. Funny story, Carrie Hines. Quick funny story. I have a friend of mine. He's a combat veteran, Gulf War combat veteran. He even has PTSD that's combat related. It's very hard to get that. It's possible. He, believe it or not, he has a combat action badge, which means you were in combat. All this stuff means that. Yet, the VA claims section said that his tinnitus / ringing in his ears was not combat, or it was not service connected. That's what they told him in writing. And you know the reason why they told him that?
Why?
Because the job that he had in the military was an administrative job. So therefore, according to their chart, he couldn't have anything wrong with his ears, according to their chart.
Oh, wow.
So why did the VA why did the VA hospital give him hearing aids? Brand new $2,000 hearing aids apiece.
Yeah, that's awful.
It's crazy. Yeah. And I told him, I said, dude, somebody's not understanding what the word combat means. It's really simple. Somebody's an administrative person, and they're not understanding when you're in combat, it's kind of noisy, Carrie, trust me. When you're in combat, it's kind of noisy.
I mean, anybody could figure that out.
Yeah, but once again, we have people sometimes, unfortunately, they can't figure it out. And, you know, like I said, you get the statements in support of your claim from your buddy letter. You know, buddy letter is pretty much the same thing. And sometimes it works. And sometimes also in your decision letters, the VA actually concedes that you do have an issue. And sometimes they forget, they write down, or they put it in writing rather, that your issue was in military service. But they turn around and they forget that they just told you that, and then they tell you, no, it's not.
Well, that's why I think your point earlier to keep documentation, keep everything, and this is very important. You know, I really have to say, it sounds very important. Keep things it sounds like it's very easy for someone to say it's not service-related down the road.
Oh,
it'll be hard for you if you don't, you know, keep some documents.
Oh, yes. I do, Carrie Hines, a lot of the newer, younger people that are going into military and they're already in there, I explain this to them, you know, and I'm very passionate about it. And I tell them, I understand we're in this computer age and put it to the cloud. I understand all of that stuff. But I also understand this. Have a hard copy of everything that's ever happened to you in life when you were in the military. If I don't know anything else, I know that because things disappear and, you know, records get burned up and God knows what happens.
Or you just hit a button and oops.
Yep, and it's called delete. Yep.
Yeah, exactly. So that documentation and just old-fashioned, you know, have a piece of paper. Nothing takes the place of a pen and paper.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
you know,
correct.
So very important.
They
well,
are your friends.
Michael, I think you have arrived at number two.
Right. Now, number two, this is an interesting one also. Would you believe the VA tells the veteran that they don't have a disability?
Oh, my goodness. Hold it. The VA tells the veteran that, you don't have a disability.
No, it never. Yeah, it never happened. You want active duty, you hit your knee. No, that does not constitute you having a disability. There's no diagnosis. We can't find anything. That's the other thing that they do when they're researching for your claim.
Yeah.
They say they can't find anything. So therefore, if it's not in your medical records when you were on active duty, it didn't happen, and you don't have a disability.
Wow. Unreal. Unreal.
Oh, yeah. Undang believable. You scratch your head and you say, is it me? You know, it's got to be me. I was around all this noise the whole time. You know, I spent 4 years active duty around all this noise, but you're trying to tell me, oh, well, it's not in your military records because you didn't complain about it. So since it's not there, you didn't complain, you don't have a disability.
Wow, that is unreal.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, a lot of times, like you always say, that's why a lot of veterans are disgruntled. That's the reason why, because you know what you did in the military. You know how hard you worked, how you sacrificed, how you did things. And then you file for the benefits that everybody telling you that you have, and now I have somebody telling me it didn't happen.
Wow. I just am blown away, Michael Hopkins.
It's just, oh, yeah. Understood.
Pardon me. It's
understood.
Always that. Yeah, it's always that you have to, sounds like you got to prove. Always got to prove. There's always somebody saying no, 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 and you got to say yes, yes, yes.
Yep, they
well,
use
Michael
that word
Hopkins,
corroborate.
Yes. So what we've got to do, let's go back real quickly over those seven.
Take it on.
That you covered.
Let's take it on back, Carrie Hines. Let's go on back.
All right.
Number eight, the veteran used the wrong form. Wow. Just wow.
Number seven,
the veteran missed the deadline for his or her appeal.
Okay.
Number six, the veteran doesn't know what evidence was used to decide their claim. Number five, the VA doesn't believe the veteran's doctor. Number four, the VA says that the veteran didn't show up for his claims and pension examination. Number three, the VA says that the injury or illness is not service connected. Number two, the VA says that the veteran doesn't have a disability. There's no diagnosis in their military records.
Wow.
Wow.
And, Michael, I have to say, wow. At number one, the top reason a claim is denied.
Would you believe not enough proof that the incident happened while on active duty? You don't have enough proof. There's nothing there.
That's always left at somebody's judgment, it sounds.
Pretty much.
Wow.
They
well, Michael,
now,
I've got to say, this is just, I'm blown away. I don't know how, I tell you, the veterans, to me, guys, I hope this really helps you to understand. Don't just take the, you know, denial as the gospel, so to speak.
So true.
Michael, you're a great person to talk to about these kinds of things. Be aware that you have options and choices and things to kind of come back and represent and all of that and follow up.
That's the takeaway, it sounds
like.
Oh,
yeah. The number one thing, Kerry Hines, for veterans out there, their families and the friends of veterans, the number one thing is fight.
Fight.
You have to fight for what's due to you. You can't cave in and give up. You have to fight. You just fight a good fight.
You fight the good fight. Well, that on that note, Michael Hopkins, I got to say thank you. And again, remember to tell everybody, please go to HAIRadio.com. Michael has an entire page there, group page, where you can follow him and read all kinds of posts. And you might even hear this very broadcast there again. Okay, Michael Hopkins, on that note, what do you always say? What's your sign-off?
Kerry Hines, it's all about the vets.
Thank you for listening to Vet Talk Radio with Michael Hopkins, produced by Kerry Hines exclusively for Hair Radio. Catch live episodes each Tuesday morning at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central as part of the Hair Radio Morning Show lineup. And each show replays on our very own platform at www.hairradio.com. Saturday afternoons at 1 p.m. Eastern, noon Central. This broadcast is sponsored in part by our friends at FixYourFeet.com. Rugged Evolution, Smooth Black Ink, Stimulating Roots, and our entire sponsorship family. We thank Michael Hopkins and his Angels panel and all of you. Thank you.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.